This is the American History 201 telecourse, and I'm your host instructor, Angie Anderson. We've already discovered the how and why of Spanish and French exploration and settlement in the New World. The Spanish were first to settle in North and South America, and the French and English settled in the New World around the same time, early 17th century. In fact, the French founded Quebec about 1608, and the English founded their first permanent settlement in the colony of Virginia. Specifically, it's called Jamestown, named after King James I of England in 1609. So the French and the English are pretty much neck and neck as far as establishing permanent settlements are concerned. What motivated the English to explore and create these permanent settlements in North America? Ones that will have a lasting legacy even until modern times. Dr. Ben Price will explore their motivations in his lecture, God, Gold, and Glory, English Style.
Historians of the colonization of the New World often cite God, gold, and glory as the reasons for Spanish and Portuguese colonization efforts. Today, we'll examine factors that stimulated English colonization and see if those same ideas or some different model can be employed. In order to make some sense of British colonization of North America, we need to look at three developments that took place in the 15th and 16th centuries. The first of these is the English Reformation. The second is the growth of populations and changes in agriculture and the economy in England. And the third is the growth of nationalism, an international competition that took place during this period. So let's start with the English Reformation. By the late 1500s, England was a Protestant nation. Its Reformation, admittedly, had not been as profound.